Open our hearts now, Lord, we pray, to hear what you would say to us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do have a seat. It is lovely to see so many of you here, and well done for braving the elements earlier on. I hope you're not sitting there feeling too wet. Some years ago now, I remember sitting in my car listening to the radio where Fergal Keane, the reporter, was interviewing the man who had headed the United Nations peacekeeping force in Rwanda during the terrible genocide there in 1994. And he spoke of how helpless and powerless he'd felt when a nun had asked him and his troops to intervene to help a group of people that she was hiding in her convent. They were in real fear for their lives. He explained he was not authorized to take active action to defend the convent, even though he knew his inaction would probably seal their fate. The memory had haunted him, and he spoke with such feeling that I remember sitting at the traffic lights on the A40 in London with tears just pouring down my cheeks. Fighting to protect one's nation, or to bring about liberation, or the end of a cruel regime is hard, dangerous work. And today we particularly spend time giving thanks for those willing to undertake that work at great personal cost to themselves and their families. Peacekeeping is also extremely hard work, as I heard during that radio interview. And again, we're grateful to those who strive to do that grueling and often frustrating and thankless task, which again usually falls to members of our armed services. In the reading that we had from Matthew's Gospel, though, Jesus talks about peace makers. And peace making is quite different to peace keeping. Peace keeping is often simply an exercise in trying to keep a lid on things, preventing open hostilities, but perhaps not really bringing about the change, the restoration, and reconciliation that's needed. Peacemaking is about exactly those things. It's about confronting injustice, challenging things that need to change, seeking to heal communities and build bridges between opposing sides, and it is painstaking and difficult. But I would say that we need those who will be true peacemakers if the efforts of those who have fought the battle and done the hard work of peacekeeping are not to be in vain. Unless we're willing to do that painstaking and ongoing work of peacemaking, we dishonour the memory of those who fought so hard to win that peace. But who is this we, when I say that we need to be those willing to do that hard work of peacemaking? Well, we definitely need those at the highest levels of government and power to be willing and able to be peacemakers. So people like us need to keep them accountable for doing just that. And you'd expect the vicar to say this, but being someone who believes in the power of prayer, we need to be praying for them, that they had the right skills, the diplomacy, the wisdom, the patience, the perseverance, and the opportunities to be real peacemakers and help to end what seems to be a revolving door of conflict that we so often see in our world. But actually, we also have a part to play. Our day-to-day lives can be microcosms of the global stage, where relationships break down, where attitudes become hardened, where families or communities become divided. We ourselves may need to become peacemakers. gently challenging assumptions and prejudices, helping people to reconcile their differences, being willing to be that bridge drawing people together. And it is not easy. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And as we hear those words, we undoubtedly think of those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. But we also remember, of course, that that is exactly what Jesus did for us on the cross. And as he did that, he also was being a peacemaker, bridging the separation which sin had caused between us and God, reconciling us with God, healing that relationship, bringing us together again with God. And by urging us to love one another, he's asking us to be those who will do the same and be peacemakers in our families and neighbourhoods, in our workplaces, in our schools and colleges, in the council chamber, at the barracks, on the base, at the station, in our town, in our nation, and in our world. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Amen.